Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Ted Johnson. Thanks for joining us here on a Patriots Friday. Coming up later on, we'll revisit our conversations with Josh McDaniels and Mike Giardi as part of the drive. We'll also make our picks for Week 10. Even though Andy Hart is not here today out on family matters, we still do have to include him in our Pick 6 parlay, so we'll get to his and everybody else's, unfortunately, but we'll see if we can win in spite of that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Ted Johnson, you remarked when you were hearing your former quarterback, Tom Brady, in that comment that he made ahead of Pats and Bucks, the Brady Bowl, so to speak. You said, funny guy. Why'd you say that?
Well, because he can't pick sides. You can't. Tom, come on. Why not? Why can't you pick sides? But his comedic timing is I think it's a little off. It's you need to help TB12 with that a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's why I said that. But I'm glad a side note is I heard you guys mention it earlier that we get the number one CBS crew,
which
is good. So it'll be fun to hear what Romo's coming up with these days. I think he's still calling out plays. I think he still likes to do that. So that'll be good. But let me give you guys some of the highlights of this game or things to be looking out for. I feel like these are two teams that are very evenly matched. But there are some things when you look at it a little bit closer where I think Patriots have the advantage. And one is in the passing game. The Pats are ninth in passing yards a game, and the Bucs pass defense is ranked 22nd in the NFL. And when you think about it, the Patriots have already faced the top two pass defenses in the NFL.
Right.
The Falcons, number one, and the Bills were number two. At the time they played the Bills were number one, and the Falcons were number two. But when they played the Falcons, they were, number one. So the Patriots have carved up. I mean, and you had, at the time, the Bills passing defense was number one. And in the second half of that game, Drake May had a perfect quarterback rating. So he's carved up two of the best passing defenses in the NFL. So to me, that should not change. And what was a little bit surprising, Drake had probably his worst game he'd had in since earlier in the season, this past game,
no
right?
Question, would you absolutely. Say?
Would you be surprised to hear that it was the lowest percentage of play action plays that they had run all season long was in that game?
So where does that come from? Is that a factor of what Atlanta's showing you? You're trying to mix that up, or is that losing Ramondre Stevenson from your run game?
I think part of it, I think that's a good one. I like the Ramondre one now that I'm thinking about it, but I also think it's partly because they blitzed as much as they did.
Okay.
They sent pressure 55% of the time, which is insane. And I think Todd Bowles, I don't think it's that high, but I think he likes the pressure too. So does that take away some of the play, because that's kind of their superpower, I think. The play action game is money. So it'll be interesting to see. I hope that they can squeeze in more play actions, because I think that's when he is at his best. Would you guys agree or disagree with that?
Fitzy, I'm curious on your thoughts on the pass game, and specifically, does it change with the absence of Kayshon Boutte and how confident you are in it?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to first the idea that Drake was blitzed so much last week as well, because Atlanta does love to get after the quarterback as well. I had a chance earlier today, Ted, on the Patriots podcast to speak with Scott from Pewter Report. Pewter Report and Rick Stroud became the two sources for all Tampa information once Tom Brady left town, and then Gronk joined him a couple of years ago. So pretty well in tune with everything Tampa, as well as how Pats fans have been feeling. And he told me that Todd Bowles loves to blitz on first down, and that knowing that you have a younger line that is susceptible to giving up sacks and having missed blocking assignments, do not be surprised for a lot of weak side blitzes, some overloads, like the Yaya Diaby kid has four sacks and he's a monster. He's going to give Will Campbell all he can handle and then some. So I think that's going to be a big factor. If they can handle that Sunday, then you're going to see a path to success. As far as the passing game goes, look, I love one thing that I love. They'll miss Booty for sure. But one of the things that I love that we've seen the last couple of weeks, how did they list it? I think it was maybe at Patriots.com. Pop Douglas is the vertical slot receiver. That he's now back in this role. They call him the vertical slot. So he's a slot receiver, but they send him downfield on a lot of these long crossers where he's so small, he almost can like disappear in coverage.
Yeah.
And he's so quick. And he's best used not just like as an alt running back or as a quick little slot receiver, but as somebody that can find his way into pockets in the middle or the downfield. I think it's great. So I don't know exactly if we're going to see a big Kyle Williams day, Dan. Everyone's been opining for like, we got to get the kid out there for the deep threat. But I don't think the pass game is going to suffer that much with Kayshon Booty out. You'll miss Ramondre, especially in the blocking.
Yeah, no, I like that. I mean, the vertical slot guy, that's basically, I think, kind of what he's been tagged as. I think that's a good way to put it. He does, you know, kind of get lost. I'll be honest, you know, when you're, you know, you got guys crossing routes and it gets confusing back there in the secondary, you can lose sight of maybe him. But the only thing is there was a pass last week. You remember, you got to be, either he's got to be wide open or it's got to be right on the money, because his catching radius is not that large, right?
So yeah, anything contested, you don't have a great chance with.
It's a half Hollins, I think they call it.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. And then the Kyle Williams, can we get him, I don't know, like doing different routes? He does a lot of comebacks, so it's a lot of timing. And if he's not right, if he's not in sync with the quarterback, you're going to have issues. I mean, for him to be on the field 46% of the snaps and only get one target, and it wasn't even close, is a little bit concerning. So one other kind of facet, there's always two categories. Can you guys, I'm going to quiz you. What are my two favorite categories and situations that I like to talk about in the games? Do you guys remember? That's okay. Red zone, third down. Those are my two big ones, okay? Yes. Red zone, third down. The Bucks. Offense. There you go. That's going
to
be
congratulations to Ted for answering.
Ted calls
question.
On Ted, and he's correct. Yeah.
The Bucks' third down offense is 25th in the league, and the Patriots' third down defense. It's probably one of the best things this defense does besides stopping the run. The second best thing they do is they get off the field on third down. So that's huge. I think the Falcons were 1-10 on third down last week. That's the money down. So you get off the field on third down against this Bucks team, that's going to serve you well. And why do you need to get off the field? Because no one's really talking about it, but this game it's going to be hot. It's 82 degrees down there.
Right.
And I don't believe they have a cover over their stadium like the Dolphins do.
Wide open.
It's not a night game, right? It's 1:00.
It's a 1 p.m. They're going to be in the prime of 83 and humid, Teddy.
So conditioning is going to be, nobody's talked about it. Nobody's brought it up. It's going to be hot. And that Miami game, when you got no sun beating down on you, that's a big difference. The sun's going to be out probably. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. And so conditioning is going to be very much a factor. So my point is the offense needs to continue to dominate in the time of possession. The Patriots' time of possession, they're fourth in the NFL. And most time, they possess the ball the fourth most in the NFL. They have to continue holding the ball because – I've played in Tampa Bay, a very famous game. It was the game after the stage diving incident, if you guys remember back in 1997. And our offense, the main players on our offense also went to that concert and did the stage diving. Well, they didn't show up for the game. I won't mention any names. And it was three and out, three and out, three and out. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers possessed the ball for 40 minutes of that game against Mike Allstott. Thank you very much. who averaged about 3.5 yards per. So it was just, you know, it was painful as a defensive player. So the offense needs to sustain drives. The defense needs to get off the field on third down, and they need to win the turnover or the time of possession battle. Because conditioning is going to be a bigger factor than what people realize.
I got a quick question, Dan, Ted. How can a team be so good at stopping the run, so good on third down defense, and yet be the worst in red zone defense? That just, like, that doesn't balance out to me on the scale, if you know what I mean.
Well, so here's a couple ideas on that. One is the guys that you have covering down there in those tight areas are a little bit undersized. You saw what Drake London did to Marcus Jones. They were able to scheme it up so that they got Marcus Jones on Drake London. Not a fair fight. When you just throw the ball up, it's just not. You can have him. He was right there in coverage. But, you know, Marcus does the best of what God gives him, and it just wasn't enough. I also think part of the problem is you have young safeties. Mm-hmm. Whenever if you make any slight hesitation, if there's any doubt at all, and you hesitate for just a split second, you're already beat in the red zone because it's such a short distance. There's no space, and the guys will get open so fast. So I think youth in the secondary, with particularly the safeties, and I think part of the problem is they're just undersized down there on the goal line, and you can put bigger receivers out there that are just kind of, you know, out to stretch the DBs.
Fitzy, that's a fascinating detail to the red zone coverage, because Baker Mayfield loves to take advantage of a mismatch against the safety, mm-hmm. and he can recognize those breakdowns pretty quickly. So you have to imagine that red zone defense is going to come into focus even more if it wasn't already this Sunday.
Yeah, and the fact that they don't have Godwin and they don't have Evans is something that plays a factor in the Patriots' favor, but they've been winning with this rogues gallery of receivers led by certainly possible all pro, but, you know, rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year candidate, Amika Abuka from Ohio State. And then you've got McMillan and Tez Johnson, who weighs as much as one of Ted's quads tops. and then it's old man Sterling Shepard, who's been around the league almost as long as electricity. So, like, and tight end Cade Otton, like, And you've got Rashad White, who's a decent – he was the starting back until Bucky Irving came in, flashed last year, took his job. But he's been dinged up all year, as many people that have him in fantasy know as well. So Mayfield's getting the job done with his B team. I'm fascinated to see how they decide to try to, in a defensive capacity, Ted, take away somebody like Abuka. Like, is that just going to be Gonzo? Look, we've read the 4 years, $140 million coming up. Go earn that $35 million per year average annual value and erase their best receiver? Or are you bracketing him and trying to go elsewhere? Like, that to me is like top shelf.
You know what I would, you know how I'd probably play that? I would bracket him in third and three or more. So any third and three or more situation, red zone situation, you bracket him, you put two guys. And you know what? And I'd almost put Gonzalez on there with safety over the top. You know, you could say, well, you put Gonzalez on their second best and then bracket Abuka with just two guys, and that should be enough. That, not necessarily with that kind of talent. You really need an elite defender on him in those critical, got-to-have-it, obvious passing situations. I would bracket him with Christian Gonzalez and take my chances with the other guys on their other receivers. That's how I would do it. That's going to be an interesting thing. You know, you like to it is a little bit confusing on how they use Carlton Davis. And they don't bring Carlton Davis to the same side Christian Gonzalez is. And I think that's part of why you get mismatches in the red zone. They keep them on opposite fields. Well, sometimes, you know, if the Bucs have the two best receivers on the same side, you need to put Carlton Davis on the same side Gonzo is.
Which is how you get a Marcus Jones on a Drake London
that's
situation.
That's it. That's yeah. exactly right. So don't be so stubborn. And you know what teams, what they do is, for instance, the Patriots had the touchdown where the DeMario Douglas had a wheel route out of the backfield.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Falcons had a very set of rules on how they were going to cover, you know, certain formations, and the Patriots knew it and they exploited it. You can exploit if you continually do the same things week in, week out. Offensive coordinators look at that and they go, well, they're going to be in this because they have been all season long. We know how to exploit it, and that's what we're going to do. You got to change up what you do, change up your trends so teams can't zero in on what you're going to be playing in, so they can't exploit you.
Good clarification from the text line as well from the 860. McMillan is still out dealing with a neck injury. That fall was kind of brutal, to be honest. 978 May is used to playing in the hot weather. Most of them are.
But not the other players.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's very true.
Drake might be, but he's not the one, you know, doing all the running around. I mean, he is, but you know what I mean. It's the D-line gets gassed. The linebackers.
Oh, yeah, it's the trenches.
Yeah.
While we're talking about the Patriots and the Bucks, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 10 matchup between the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Ted Johnson, what else is on your mind for Patriots and Bucks?
You know, I think I was looking at the scoring per quarter. The Patriots and both the Bucks are bad in the fourth quarter, which surprises me because the Bucks have had come from behind wins in the fourth.
Right.
But the Patriots, by far and away, is their worst quarter is the fourth quarter. What I'd like to do is take advantage of the first quarter. The Patriots are the seventh-ranked team in first quarter points. They scored 6.2 points on average. And the Bucks are towards the end of the league, at 27th, and only scoring two and a half points per first quarter. So I think it's important they get off to a fast start. I think this team is can be a really good front running team. I mean, Vrabel doesn't want me to say that, but I just think this team is better when they get off to a fast start. So I think a fast start, guys, do not let the Bucs go down and score a touchdown. If they got to go down and score a field goal, fine, okay. But they were able to not let the Falcons score on that opening drive, which is, you know, kind of surprising because most teams do score at least three, if not seven, on the opening drive. So get off to a hot start in that first quarter. That's something that I want the Patriots to do in this game. Is considering they're pretty good at least on offense, getting points up there early in the game.
And if it's a nip tuck tight game, it bears noting. Obviously, Borregales has been doing a great job for the Patriots, banging home the three pointers. And with that warm weather, you got to figure the Patriots will be comfortable and confident trying a long field goal if they need to. On the other side, Chase McLaughlin, 65-yarder this year. So
dang.
They're equally – yeah, that's pretty impressive. They're equally confident in their kicking game as well, Dan.
We got a 68-yarder from Cam Little in Jacksonville, and then we had a 68-yard attempt from Brandon Aubrey about 3 hours later last weekend. Just wild what the kicking game is doing. We'll continue with Ted's points in just a moment, but first let's go to the phone lines. Paul is in Quincy. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay. Hey.
Eight games to go. Realistically, they're going to lose two down a stretch. This is the game I'd want them to lose. As tight as the AFC is, you get Baltimore and Buffalo coming up. If they're going to lose a game, this is one of the games to lose. Now, I don't want them to, but I'll take a Tampa loss over a Buffalo loss any day.
Okay, Paul, thank you for the call. A Tampa loss over a Buffalo loss. Fitzy, your reaction to that idea?
Yeah, I mean, if you got to lose one, sure, but at the same time, I'd rather beat Buffalo. Yeah, no, he's right. I definitely would rather beat Buffalo. So, A, you can take the title back from them because they've held your belt for 5 years, and you want to beat the conference teams that you're possibly going to have to face off against in the postseason as well. Like, it's the ultimate first world football problem. Like, oh, we lost to the Bucks. I guess we'll have to wait to February to figure out what to do with them again. Whereas you're going to get a face full of Josh Allen and company at least once, if not twice, coming up.
It's doesn't it feel like, I mean, okay, we're all past the, are they going to make the playoffs? So we all know that they're going to make the playoffs, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of like we should be setting our sights for the number one seed, because every Super Bowl I ever won, I had a bye week that first week. And so I'm not, you know.
You talked about how critical I think that first bye week was.
It's huge. It's huge. You know, I don't know how long. I mean, it's been about 3 or 4 years since they've gone to the new format, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think there's number one seeds that have been bounced, so it's not a guarantee. But I think you clearly your odds increase if you've already got a pass to the second round without even having to play. Just that the fact that you don't have to get banged up, and I just think from a physical standpoint, it's such a huge advantage. So why not get greedy and try and get that number one seed? I don't like we can lose this game. I just think you're a better team than Tampa. I think you have a much better offense. I think they have arguably maybe a better defense. I just think you got a better quarterback. I really do. So I think you should win this game. And set yourself up for maybe competing for that number one seed in the AFC because it's huge.
Specifically on the AFC this season, you know, you have some heavy hitters that you would be facing in the first round. It's almost kind of a flipped dynamic where you have Denver, who we saw is the worst 8-2 team you'll see in a while. Woof. Last night. You have Indy, who is 7-2 and playing great, but I still don't know what Jones and Taylor are going to do for a full season. You have Buffalo in the 5 seed, the Los Angeles Chargers in the 6 seed, and then Kansas City in the 8 seed right now with Baltimore moving their way up the standings. Those are four teams that I would not want to see compared to even an Indy or a Denver Fitzy. So there's kind of an added onus to trying to get that number one seed this year because I feel like your 5, 6, and 7 seed are going to be absolute monsters going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and also, like, you have the easiest schedule, so you take advantage of it now before you get into next year. If you load up with the draft and free agency, you get an even better team in 2026, but you're also going to potentially have a first-place schedule to deal with, which is going to be hammer and nails above what you're dealing with now. Take advantage of every opportunity presented and or gifted to you.
Okay, we'll continue our Patriots breakdown here. Patriots and the Buccaneers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Don't forget, you can catch Ted Johnson on WEEI's Football Sunday beginning at 10, and then you get Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show. So all your favorite afternoons personalities on the air.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Football Sunday.
Are we doing government name?
Don't ever say that middle name again. Ever.
Marcus Elliott Jones.
What's up? Oh. Why you say my government?
Kyle Trayvon Williams.
The government? Wow.
Alexander Richard Joseph Austin.
Whoa. 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 You gotta do that? Come on.
Please don't call me that. My name is Alex. Alex Austin.
Government name.
It's never a good sign when the government name is broken
out.
Yeah,
hey, what's why so formal? What's going on? Am I in trouble?
There isn't. You can't tell this on the audio version of it, but the faces that the guys made when you turn around, especially Alex Austin, Fitzy, yeah. 17 different names you got to get to between the Alex and the Austin. But that was from the Patriots social media channels, poking a little fun. And Ted, you can have fun when your team's 7-2.
You kidding me? Absolutely have fun. So I liked seeing that. I'm not gonna lie. It was a little tight. I thought at training camp a little tight to start the season. You start off 0-1. You lose to a team and the Raiders that you shouldn't really be losing to. So it's good to see them. I mean, heck, my man Robert Spillane, woo, wound up tight, man. You know, and he was missing tackles. It's just nice that they can breathe a little bit, have a little bit of fun, show a little bit of personality. And you guys want to give your government names or
Daniel Vincent Ball?
Okay,
Vincent.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Oh. My great grandfather's name. What's yours?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Mine is Ted Curtis Johnson Jr.
Okay,
two S's in Curtis. They screw that up all the time. Fitzy, what's your government name?
Nicholas Anakin Skywalker Stevens.
What about
my real name? My real name would be Stanley Gerard McCaskill Jr.
Wow.
But man. I'm a Bruno because my stepdad adopted me.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. But you're a junior.
I'm still trying to figure out what the point of the Patriots social media video was. Like, it was
having fun.
Just having fun.
Just dicking around.
I had no idea Drake's middle name was Lee.
Yeah. But the look on his face and Gonzo's face, they were like, yo, don't be doing that. Like,
get
I don't need
camera out of my face. That's way too personal. We've learned on this show, that's way too personal for Drake. He had to win 7 games before we found out he liked country music, let alone what his middle name was. But we're back here on WEEI Afternoons. Ball, Fitzy, Johnson talking Patriots and Buccaneers. 617-779-7937, the phone number if you'd like to weigh in. Ted, I know there's one more item left on the note sheet. What is that?
One last thing is to be aware of that Baker Mayfield, all right? He is. He likes to run around, right? He likes to scramble. He's a guy very similar to Drake May when it comes to that. But Drake May, who had 16 scrambles over his first 5 games, only had 1 scramble against the 49ers. And in the last 2 games, he has not left the pocket because he's banged up. He's dealing with a couple injuries. And so Baker Mayfield is going to be probably even though they're coming off of a bye, I would still think they want to protect him. So you got to make sure your game plan reflects the fact that he is not escaping the pocket nearly as much. And then one other thing, he's kind of been known as obviously a gunslinger, takes chances with the ball. Last year, he had 16 interceptions, which led the NFL. 16 interceptions that led the NFL. He did have 41 touchdowns that might have – I don't know if that led it. But this year, he only has 2 interceptions. So he's not as careless with the football this year, comparatively speaking, to years prior.
It's interesting to see the change in offensive coordinator in the fact that maybe there's at least a bit of a correlation between his ability to take care of the football. But I'm glad you brought up his lack of mobility right now, because for me, Fitzy, that was on display in that game they played on Monday Night Football against the Lions back in week 7. Poking around on that a little bit, he was pressured 3rd most out of any quarterback in football. They end up scoring 9 points. He's 28 of 50, 228 passing yards, a touchdown and a pick, and he was sacked 4 times. That's a QB of 23.7. So that game and the way the defense, and obviously you don't have somebody like Aiden Hutchinson on your defense for the Patriots, but to me, Fitzy, dialing up the pressure, trying to make him uncomfortable, forcing him to make uncomfortable throws in the pocket. Detroit did that to a T for 4 quarters and kind of bullied him during that game. So as much as you can tap into that, I'm trying to do.
Yes. However, Tampa will have 4 of their 5 starters on the offensive line this weekend. Their line was kind of banged up at the time, and Aiden Hutchinson and company just absolutely teed off on them in that Monday night game.
Right.
Luke Goedeke is his name. He is their right tackle. He will be back this weekend. So that could be a big difference as far as A, Tampa trying to get their run game going, but B, most importantly, preventing the Patriots from generating pressures and giving Baker Mayfield the time to, quote, cook.
I just don't think that the defense – I just don't think the Patriots are good blitzing.
Yeah.
I think they blitz from second levels, you know, so you have safeties and linebackers. I think they're late getting there too many times, and they're just not effective in their blitzing. So, you know, as much as you think this is a good game to get pressure on them, okay, you know, you got to make timely blitzes so you keep them off balance, but I don't think they're effective in their blitzing. And it's – it was. I thought this was going to be a big part of their defense was going to be blitzing, but I think after Terrell Williams, I think that first game he called, they blitzed all the time, but then they really haven't as much.
That was going to be my question to you. Is that a personnel issue or a scheme issue or maybe the marrying of the two?
I think it's part of a personnel issue.
Okay.
To probably more so. If you have a dom, if you, we're talking about Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Okay. You blitz when you have an Aiden Hutchinson because he's going to get one-on-ones, right? Do you have a guy that's dominant against one-on-one? Like,
nobody have to game plan for. No.
Right. So it's almost like even if you can send more players, but if they have enough guys to block the rushers, then it's not going to get home. It's not going to be effective, and you're going to leave yourself vulnerable in the back end. I mean, this defense is still one of the worst defenses in giving up big plays, X plays, plays of 20 or more yards. So you got to be very, very careful not to get burned on the back end if you do blitz.
And that issue is furthered as the injury reports are out for both sides. Ramondre Stevenson, we knew, dealing with the toe injury. Kayshon Booty has been ruled out for Sunday as he deals with the hamstring. And then Christian Ellis on the back end, somebody that Mike Giardi talked about was playing good football, also ruled out. He's dealing with a hip injury. Four players ruled out for the Bucs: Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving, Hassan Reddick, and Marquise Watts. So on the side of the Patriots, Fitzy, the removal of Kayshon Booty, who we've talked about ad nauseum, having a breakout year, becoming, I think statistically speaking, the best deep ball receiver in terms of passer rating on deep balls this season. All of that goes away when you lose this player. So level of worry not having him, and who are you keying in on the pass game with him not present?
The level of worry is that it shortens the field for the defense because now they don't have to worry about somebody going 35, 40, 50 yards downfield because he's so effective. If that's the case, I'm going to, like I said earlier in the week, I need a big game from Travion Henderson. I'm looking at Pop Douglas, our vertical slot. And the third guy, everyone's going to want to go, oh, it's going to be Kyle Williams. It's the Kyle Williams breakout game. No, Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins has the size. He's built like a tight end, plays like a wide receiver. You're going to need Mac Hollins to have one of those 4 or 5 catch games on Sunday where he uses his side, his good route running, and those big, sure hands of his to help the passing offense continue. Because if Tampa's like, oh, you guys are just going to go with a little dump off ball control type of passing attack today, and that shortens the field for them, then you're going to have safeties and corners blitzing on top of their defensive ends, and that's just going to give you a face full of trouble for Drake May.
You know, it's interesting. I think you should almost consider going to that Miami game plan. If you guys remember that Miami game plan, it was a lot of passes to the running backs.
Yeah.
Travion Henderson, like, mm-hmm. just get him out and get the ball to them, quick hitters, and a lot of kind of toss sweeps and perimeter runs, and it really kept Miami off balance in a place where it's going to be hot. You know, do you want guys running deep routes all the time? Mm-hmm. How about just getting the ball out fast because of that pass rush, and make it easy reads on the quarterback, and just kind of, and then you can possess the ball longer. You can methodically move down the field. You know, I don't want their scoring drives to be, you know, 75 yards and 4 plays all the time, right?
Right.
You want to make sure you kind of wear down and preserve your guys and wear them down, but with quick hitting passing game, that's kind of death by 1,000 paper cuts. I think that would be a good game plan to just kind of pull out the same one you had against Miami. That was, I thought, very effective.
Well, you certainly want it to be 4-75 if you can, but some matchups just don't allow you to do that. And the kind of pressure rate that Tampa comes with in the Todd Bowles defense, which has a bunch of different phantom pressures and guys moving all around it, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to that. So point is well taken. Before we take a break, let's go to your calls. Fred is in Rhode Island. What's up, Fred?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you doing?
Gotcha. All right. So, I mean, I know I've been listening, you know, to you guys for the last couple hours, and you know, and I agree on some of the issues, and you know, trying to get the ball to Diggs and Douglas and even Collins, but I haven't heard anybody say anything about, you know, the play and how important the two tight ends are going to be in this game. If the ends are going to blitz, I mean, you get a couple of blocks, you take your block, and then you run an out pattern towards the sidelines. Mm-hmm. If you catch them a few times, that's going to kind of slow down their blitz a little bit. I think both tight ends, Hunter Henry and Hoop, are going to be very important to the team in this game.
Brad, thanks for the call. Ted, your thoughts on the tight ends in this one?
Yeah, no, it's very true. And I feel bad. Sometimes I just I gloss over the tight ends. I mean, they're just so damn solid. They you know, it's not like they, you know, they don't do anything real sexy week in, week out, but they're just dependable. They're reliable. And so and 12 personnel, the two tight end set, is their second favorite personnel group besides 11. So, you know, definitely, I could definitely see, you know, it's kind of one of the, you can kind of sneak them in everything because you're focused on Diggs or you're focused on Travion or you're focused on DeMario, that they can get these tight ends open, you know, in games where, because I think the defenses forget about them. So, yeah, I didn't mean to overlook the tight ends, but they'll be important as well.
Yeah, they're remarkably consistent, Fitzy. That's kind of a mark of what both Henry and Hooper have been. But we'll leave the Patriots talk there for the moment. We'll get back on the 5 o'clock hour with the drive when we hear from both Josh McDaniels and Mike Giardi. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Boston Celtics hit the road. This is not the Washington Wizards that you're playing tonight. Mm-hmm. A matchup and a reminder from last year's playoffs, the Orlando Magic. Whew. Both teams remarkably inconsistent to start the year. We'll make sense of Celtics and Magic up next. You know, it's hard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hard to hate on a team when they have a theme song that they play that's as big of a banger as this.
Oh, this doesn't just reverberate through your bones. I don't know what would then.
This would make me want to root for them when they were playing 28 other teams on the NBA. But that is not the case tonight. They're playing the Boston Celtics, a rematch, the first round of last year's playoffs. And by the way, on Monday on WEEI Afternoons, don't forget Drake May and Marcus Jones joining the show. We got plenty more football talk that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But I went back and looked at Game 5 of the Celtics and Magic series. Mm-hmm. The starting lineups, Brown, White, Tatum, Horford, and Porzingis. Great group for the Celtics. Wagner, Banchero, Carter Jr., Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and Corey Joseph. Both teams have had a lot of changes during the course of the offseason, where now the Celtics are running out Brown, White, Minot, Kata, and Pritchard. You got Banchero, Wagner, Carter Jr., Desmond Bane, who was acquired for $1 million first from Memphis, and then Jalen Suggs, who is back from injury. So, needless to say, the series that we saw in the playoffs last season is a lot different than the game we're going to be seeing first of two in a row between these two teams in Orlando starting
tonight.
These
are so weird. These well, we're already here, so we'll just play two.
Right.
I don't know. They're odd. They're very odd. You spend the weekend in Orlando.
It is not mirrored. I know it's not mirrored by hockey. It's almost kind of baseball-esque where you start to build these series. But since the 2022-23 season, the Magic are one of only two teams with winning records against the Celtics at 6-4. The only other one, Ted Johnson's Oklahoma City Thunder at 4-2. So, Ted, we had you pivot on your three-point stance because your other idea was talking about the front court of the Boston Celtics. What have you made through the first handful of games of why not Minot and Nemeas Kata?
Yes, yes. So it might surprise some people. Doing some digging on this, but I was shocked to read this. But Kata, he has a 19.3 net rating in 206 minutes of floor time, and out of the 186 players that have logged 20 plus minutes per game with at least five appearances, so that would qualify Kata. He ranks second in the NBA in net rating. Okay?
Wow.
If that doesn't get you going, how about this? The C's are 4-2 when Minot and Kata are in the starting rotation. The Kata-Minot combo is the best combo of the team. The C's have a plus 31.8 net rating in the 96 minutes that Minot and Kata have shared the floor this season. Of the 386 two-man lineups that in the NBA that have played 95 minutes together, only the Miami Heat's front court combo of Bam Adebayo and Jaime Jaquez have a better net rating. So Minot, Kata together are the best combo besides the front court combo of the Miami Heat. And Kata, basically, when he's on the floor, the Celtics are a way different team. And this is another interesting thing. You would think with the record that they had so far of the 14 five-man lineups with at least 60 minutes, the Celtics combo of Pritchard, White, Minot, Kata, and Jaylen Brown are outscoring opponents by a league-best 24.3 points per possession. That's 3.5 points better than the next closest five-man combination.
Goodness gracious. From that one. And Fitzy, that tells me that while the Celtics, we know they're inconsistent, we know they still have questions, much like the Bruins, as we talked about in the 2 o'clock hour, while they have questions they need to solve, it seems like the rotation is starting to make a bit more sense, and you're actually finally seeing some positive returns from a five-man group.
Yeah, and I guess this is kind of like our energy core right here. Like, these are our guys. I'm very curious, though, to see how this group responds to the physical presence of the Orlando Magic, because if we remember in that shortened five game series, the Magic were tough.
Oh, yeah.
They wore them down.
I think a lot of why the Celtics didn't have any gas in the tank for the New York Knicks is because the Magic kind of beat them up.
Beat them up, man. In only five games. They beat them up in just five games, Fitzy.
Yes, it was a very physical series. And I wouldn't be surprised tonight if the Celtics come in like, hey, we're finally discovering our rotation. Hey, we got a little momentum after we throttled the Wizards. And then, oh, wow, now this is what it's like to play a big boy team. But at the same time, like, the Magic, they're only a four-point favorite tonight. I would have thought before I even looked they would have been a much higher favorite. But the spread's pretty low. And Magic, they're only 3-5 themselves. So they've stumbled a little bit out of the gate as well. But seems like they're getting healthy at the right time.
Yeah, that is we're looking at two teams that are ridiculously inconsistent in that. Paolo Banchero has had a slow start to the year scoring, and Desmond Bane, who was supposed to be a multiple first-round picks, they send Kentavious Caldwell-Pope out the door, all to Memphis, to bring him in to kind of add that scoring punch. You figured you get the backcourt of Jalen Suggs and Desmond Bane together, and the scoring issues that we saw Orlando have last year when they played the Celtics would kind of be solved. Bane has had his worst scoring season since 2020 so far this year. So they have a bunch of players who on paper should be scoring who are not, while the Celtics have a bunch of players on paper who shouldn't be scoring who are now starting to. So it's two unknown quantities that we're seeing tonight. And I want to point people to an article on the WEEI website that Terp wrote earlier this week talking about Namish Keita's story, who was waived by the Kings, picked up by the Celtics, and has now become the essentially starting center and a huge part of your front court. Became the first player in Celtics history to record at least 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists while shooting without a miss. That is unbelievable to do. And of all the players that we've seen kind of come onto the scene for the Celtics this year after the many transactions they made, is he, Ted, your biggest pleasant surprise to the start of the season?
Without a question. Yeah. You know, him and probably Minot, who's, you know, basically he's – I mean, it is Keita, and it's Minot because Keita, just because you just – I mean, he was, what, the third center last year?
Oh, yeah.
You know, fourth maybe, but yeah, so he's probably around, the right. fourth behind behind my big man who's leading the charge down there in San Antonio right now. Luke.
Noted number one star of the Spurs, Luke Kornet.
So, but Joe believes in him. He's been in the with the franchise for 3 years. They've developed him, and it's showing fruition. And I think him and then Minot, because you look at Minot, he's got 180 minutes played already. He's gonna be beating his career high in minutes ever logged in a season at 276 pretty soon. So he's been a pleasant surprise. No, who would ever thought he'd be playing this good, this fast? I don't know, maybe even if his the beauty is he's kind of like, if the shooting's not there, the energy and the defense is, and that's where they need him probably most, doing that if the ball isn't falling.
In lieu of having skill
for me. It's Minot for me. I mean, he's the most pleasant surprise, because I'll be quite frank, I knew nothing of the guy. Like, I knew nothing. I mean, like, if you literally make something out of nothing, if you come, quite frankly, from out of nowhere, how can that guy not be a surprise? And we've heard from him how much he values the opportunity and loves being a part of the Celtics. Keita, Ted, seems to be the case of somebody they were holding at bay, and they gave him an opportunity after he stuck around and all the other big boys left town, and he's making the most of the opportunity as well. I like everything Simons has done thus far. He's been as advertised. Can Pritchard give us another 18 points, and can Derek White, who basically was your best offensive player last spring against the Magic, can Derek White get back up into the high double digits? If he can get 20-plus tonight, Jaylen Brown does his thing, they have a chance to win.
And what I'd like to see, what I'm really curious to see, is do they go back to shooting, 50 three-point shots? Or
please God,
do they lower it? They shot more twos than they shot threes last game, and they had their biggest margin of victory in doing that. So, you know, what are we doing here? What is the plan here, Joe? Is it to continually throw up threes, or is it to maybe, I don't know, change with the personnel that you have?
Right.
You have guys that can slash, guys that can get to the hoop. They got to the foul line 10 times in the first half, which they hadn't done that in a game in forever. So, you know, I'd like to see if they transition to a different style, or do they keep just trying to make this thing fit with the three ball
and react to whatever the game is presenting to you. If you're shooting the three ball, but you're shooting 20%, try something else. You know, not every game is made the same, and you can't follow the script for everyone. But we'll leave that there. Celtics in the Orlando Magic coming up tonight. Tip off at 7 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got the drive. We'll hear from Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator of the Patriots, and Mike Giardi of Boston Sports Journal, because Tom Brady is calling Pats and Bucks a game of the year candidate. We've got the drive. We've got our pick six and much more. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.